All right, so let's have a close look at We Gave You the Answer. Let's start out by actually looking at the title, because there's actually a really tiny clue there in the title, which we sometimes will do. That W is not just bold on the slide here, it's bold in the paper. And do you notice anything strange about that letter?
Well, you might notice that the W here is silent in the word answer.
Yeah, so We Gave You the Answer, W is silent, and maybe that's going to come in handy for some of our stuff a little bit later on. So this puzzle has seven small pictures in it, and let's see if we can figure out how to go from here. So this first thing looks like a couple of tops of columns, and columns also has a silent letter in it. The letter N is not something we would typically say or pronounce in that word. And then next to that, we have an equation. We have blank plus five equals blank. If we take that N and we translate it to a number, namely the number that it appears in the alphabet, so N is the 14th letter of the alphabet, we can plug that in. 14 plus 5 equals 19, which is the 19th letter of the alphabet is S. So that sort of solves the first equation for us. We find the silent letter, we transform it to a number, we solve the equation, we get another number, we transform that back into a letter. The next one, the silent letter is W in writing or write or written. After that, we have a triangle that has two angles that are the same and one that is not. I know that you enjoy math jokes. So
yes, I do.
What kind of
Anytime
triangle?
You can throw in an isosceles triangle, it's a good day.
So isosceles triangle, there's no, you don't pronounce the C there in isosceles. Here's a meat cleaver and a steak, so that's supposed to represent a butcher. We don't say the T. If you're musically inclined, these three notes would make up a chord. The H in chord being silent there. This diagram has bread with a couple of small flecks at the end.
Now you're making me hungry for lunch.
So that'd be a crumb. And then here at the very end, this one's a little tricky. This is a set of lungs, and below the lungs is the muscle, the diaphragm. And the G in diaphragm is silent. So if you plug in all of those letters into all of the equations that we put next to those pictures, you know, do the math, get the numbers, and transform those numbers back into letters, you end up with silence, which feels kind of appropriate for a puzzle where we're relying on silent letters.